All right, hanging out with Haley Benedict, the 2023 Top of the Country winner. Has that all sank in yet?
Oh my gosh. No, I don't know if it ever will completely sink in. But yeah, man, very exciting and very honored.
So, I mean, what was that moment like when you won? Because I'm in the crowd, like the person says your name, like very softly. I could barely hear the name. Confetti goes off and it's just like kind of, where's Haley?
Yeah, they had us actually in a separate room. So all three of us were holding hands, and then I didn't hear it either. And then someone so kind of went, wait, who was it? We're looking, and then Chris from SiriusXM was like, oh, it was Haley, and I was in complete shock. Tegan and Noah are just amazing, and I just hug them so tightly, and I'm huge fans of them and all their music. So I definitely like the judges just was. Had a hard job. I do not envy their job at all, because I have so much love and respect for them. But walking out onto that stage with the confetti and the fans being there and so many, you know, industry peers and people that I look up to was really special and definitely a moment I'll never forget.
I think Tara's reaction might have been the best.
Oh my God. I know. It's definitely. There was a few good reactions that night. I got to see some videos after. My mom's too was pretty good. And my co-writers, Eli and Rich on Damn You July, also had pretty amazing reactions. So the fact that those were all caught on video made it even better.
Yeah, because that might have been like the best Top of the Country finale I've seen. It's like,
cool.
Like a lot of people, I really didn't know much about Noah. Never really knew who he was. So it was like when he came out there, I'm like, okay. I'm like, oh, damn. All right. This is going to be really tough. Dang. And then Tegan like just burns the place down. Like, this is the best Top of the Country I've seen. Like, wow.
thanks. So I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, it was a great group to be with. I love them both so much. So it was a lot of fun.
So do you have any idea what you're going to do with that $25,000 or?
Yeah, I'm putting it towards new music. So very excited for that. And there's just been so many songs that I've written over the last couple of years. So hopefully this will mean I'll get to record some things a little bit quicker and get them into the hands of the fans and friends soon. Yeah.
So last time I talked to you, you said that when you played the Edmonton Elk pre-show, that might have been your dad's favorite moment of your career. Has that changed? I honestly wanted to ask him when I saw him. I'm like, I want to ask this, but I don't feel like I should.
Oh my God, you should have. My dad probably would have loved that. Anytime he gets to talk about football. But yeah, no, I definitely think it probably tops that. I mean, that was a really fun show too. But I think that was just a special moment. And the fact that both my parents could make it was even more special. They're the biggest supports of my career. So to have them along on this journey is extra special. And to share that moment with them was just made my heart feel so full.
Yeah, because you never know if the family is actually going to be able to get out to where some of these CCMAs are. Like next year's one, if you were in the finale, I'm pretty sure that building would just be packed with your friends and family.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, it'll be nice next year that CCMAs are in Edmonton. And yeah, I was really lucky. My parents like bought a couple cheap swoop flights and were able to come out and then stayed with me in my hotel room for the weekend. So I always got a bunk with the parents for the weekend, which is nice, but it was all worth it to have them there.
Oh, so you're in Nashville right now. Is the plan to record some new music while you're down there? Is it just songwriting? Is it just taking in Nashville?
Yeah, all three. I'm writing. I'm also working on recording something for something to be out soon. So excited for that. And then of course always just taking in the sights and it's so beautiful down here. It's like 30 degrees. It's sunny and warm. And back home in Edmonton, I heard it's frozen. You know, it's freezing and the leaves have already fallen off the trees. So this is nice. I feel like I'm kind of transported back to summer a little bit.
Yeah, I woke up and I saw like frost all across my windshield. I'm like, wait, how long has this been happening? I've been gone for a week and a half. Tell me this is not new. Or tell me this is new, right? This is new.
Really sad.
So, I mean, how are you still feeling about Damn You July? Because I imagine after this win, it's going to get a big boost up again. Yeah. And I mean, I believe I said Damn You July this time instead of Damn July. I caught myself last time. I was listening back, going, oh, I kept calling it Damn July. Dang it.
No, that's all good. It's whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I mean, it's I love the song. It's something I really believe in. I'm really proud of. And we closed off the set at the top of the country with that too, which was fun. And getting to, we've like now extended and made it into this live thing. And we've got guitar harmonies and stuff at the end, which is really fun. And it's been really cool to see how receptive fans and radio and everyone's been to the song. It's been really awesome.
So, I mean, outside of winning top of the country, what was your favorite part about CCMA week?
Man, there's so many like awesome parts. You know, going to the award is pretty cool. And I have to say, watching Lindsay L win, I think it was Single of the Year for Right on Time was epic. Because her
another lovely Tara right? reaction.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I stood there watching her and I literally just jumped up and down because I just think she deserves it so much. She's so incredibly talented and that song is amazing. And then she was so happy up on stage. And so that was like definitely a cool moment. And then I just say like taking in everything. I got to play at the after party, which was really fun. And just enjoyed seeing everybody. It's always like a big family reunion.
So, I mean, then what was your favorite part, again, apart from winning of the top of the country? Experience, because you guys got to do a lot of stuff compared to past years.
Holy moly. Yeah, they gave us so much incredible experiences and opportunities. Probably one of my favorites was going down to CMA Fest in June. And while we were there, not only did we get to perform at CMA Fest and take it all in, but we got, invaluable workshops and got to meet with industry top executives and just learned so much. And I learned so much from those workshops and experiences. And so that was definitely a huge highlight for me from this program.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today again, Haley.
I'm
pretty sure you're like, okay, now I won't have to see him again, probably till CMABs.
No. I will probably, I'm sure I'll see you sooner rather than later.